Wow, Sheldon, I cannot believe you made up your own game.
Oh, research lab is more than a game. It's like the slogan says, the physics is theoretical, but the fun is real.
We must not be playing it right.
All right, five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wow, look at that. A Department of Defense research grant is renewed.
Oh, great role. Now you can demolish your Soviet-style cyclotron and build the Large Hadron Collider.
Yay!
You're a natural at this, Penny. And as the first beta testers, you two have quite the edge when we play with Wallowitz and Kuthrapali on Sunday.
Oh, gee, Sheldon, I don't think we can play on Sunday.
Why not?
Because of the reasons that Penny will now tell you, Penny.
Actually, I have to pick up my friend Justin from the airport.
There you go. She has to pick up her friend Justin at the airport, and I can't play because I'm going with her, right?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, there may not be room. He's got a lot of stuff, like guitars and amplifiers.
Wait, what are you talking about?
My friend Justin.
Pay attention, Leonard. That's why she can't play on Sunday.
Who is this, Justin?
Your turn, Leonard.
I told you about him.
No, you didn't.
Roll the dice, Leonard.
Yeah. My friend from Omaha plays the guitar. Anyway, he's coming to L.A. looking for some session work, so I told him he could just crash on my couch for a few weeks.
Come on, Leonard. If you roll a 6, Penny dies horribly in a nuclear meltdown. See what I mean when I say the fun is real?
Hang on. Some guy is going to be sleeping on your couch?
He's not some guy. He's my friend.
So by friend, do you mean friend? Gay friend or ex-boyfriend who you're now platonic with but still might have a thing for you, friend?
Well, he's definitely not gay.
Definitely not gay musician sleeping on my girlfriend's couch. Yippee.
Okay, we went out a little bit a long time ago, but we were never, like, going out.
Okay, not to be pedantic, but the last I checked, went out was, in fact, the past tense of going out, which I think we all know is a popular euphemism for saw each other naked.
I'll just roll for you.
You have a problem with Justin sleeping with me?
What was your first clue?
Uh-oh, industrial accident.
You know what? Don't talk to me like I'm an idiot.
I'm not talking to you like you're an idiot. I'm saying the whole idea is idiotic.
You accidentally stare at a helium-argon laser, lose one turn and a retina.
How is that not talking to me like I'm an idiot? It's my friend, it's my couch, and it's my freaking life.
It's also your role.
You know what? It is your life. If you want to have some stupid guitarist stay on your couch, then fine. You know, why don't you just rent some bunk beds and invite the Black Eyed Peas?
Hey, if I want to invite the entire lineup of Lollapalooza to sleep in my apartment, I will, and it's none of your business.
Are you listening to yourself? Do you know how childish you sound right now?
Oh, now I'm a child. Well, at least I'm not an idiot anymore.
The two aren't mutually exclusive.
Oh, you are such a... What the hell is he doing?
He's drowning us out. He doesn't like fighting.
Sheldon, just stop. Look, the fight is over. Oh, and FYI, you never even heard of the Black Eyed Peas until you met me.
I heard of them. Didn't know they were a band. Out and gone. You can turn off the blender.
Has your relationship reached its inevitable ugly end?
No, we just had a little spat.
Look on the bright side. As a result of Penny's forfeit, you have become the world's first winner of Research Lab. Would you like a commemorative snow cone?
I don't get how she can just announce that an old boyfriend is going to be sleeping on her couch.
Hey, I thought of a game we can play in the car.
I don't want to play a game, Sheldon.
It's called Scientist. Now, I will name 3 scientists, then you will put them in order of the size of their contribution to their respective fields. To make this game even more compelling, you must consider only the contribution of the man to the field, not the validity of the field itself. For example, Abu Musa Jabir Ibn Hayyan made a greater contribution to the discredited field of alchemy than Halbert Vander Platt made to neurobiology. Okay, ready to have some fun?
An old boyfriend who's definitely not gay. You know, that's what a guy likes to hear, definitely.
All right, I'll start with an easy one. Isaac Newton, Madame Curie, and Niels Bohr.
And then I say one little thing, and I end up being the bad guy.
Hint, Madame Curie had her husband to help her.
What am I supposed to say? Sure, Penny, I'm cool with your old boyfriend sleeping in your apartment. Well, Leonard, it doesn't matter if you're cool or not, because I'm Penny, and I'm pretty, and I can do whatever the hell I want. Oh, I get it. You think you're doing me a favor just by being in a relationship with me. No, Leonard, I'm doing you a favor just by being in the same room as you.
Leonard, stop the car. What? I can't listen to the two of you fight anymore.
Come on, we're late.
Calm down, we'll make the movie.
I believe my alarm is appropriate, given the situation. The movie starts in 17 minutes, which means we'll need to make all the lights on Colorado Boulevard, plus skip the concession stand and pre-show urination.
Oh, dude, I wish you had said something before I founded that last Red Bull.
Go, go, Power Rangers, go.
Hey.
Hey. We're going to the movies.
No, we're not. We're standing in the hallway suffering through an awkward encounter.
Hang on. They're showing a new digital print of Time Bandits. You wouldn't want to come, would you?
Not really, no.
All right. Invitation pointlessly offered. Invitation declined as expected. Everyone's civil. Nobody's fighting. Have a nice evening.
Just give us a minute.
Take all the time you need.
So, are we gonna talk about last night?
Are you ready to apologize?
No.
Wrong answer, but thank you for playing. Oh.
Come on, this is stupid.
Oh, there it is again. You think I'm stupid.
No, there's a difference between being stupid and acting stupid.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's a difference between being a jerk and being an ass.
No, there isn't. They're synonyms.
Well, that was rather unpleasant.
Yeah, I don't think I need my pre-show urination anymore.
Leonard, when that woman moved in 3 years ago, I told you not to talk to her, and now look, we're going to be late for the movies.
Hey, look, Amazing Spider-Man 183.
Got it.
Remember this one? Spider-Man loses a big fight, and his girlfriend breaks up with him. Want me to get it for you? It'll help take your mind off things.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
We need to kill a couple hours till the next showing of Time Bandits.
Oh, well, no problem. I was thinking of closing early and going home, but let's face it, that's just a slightly smaller, lonely room filled with comic books.
Thanks, Stuart. Let me ask you something. Do you think it's okay for Penny to have an ex-boyfriend sleep on her couch?
No, I mean, she's obviously way out of line.
Thank you.
But if she dumps you, she'll have a new boyfriend by tomorrow morning, and you'll have a new girlfriend when you figure out how to build one. So the only question is, how long until you fold?
I am not gonna fold.
Excuse me, I don't think Penny's out of line at all. You don't own her.
It's like my girl Beyonce says, if you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
Come on. At the very least, when she found out Leonard was upset about it, she should have backed off.
You mean like when a guy's upset because his friend agreed to take a cooking class with him and then doesn't show up because he's doing a juice fast with his mother?
I didn't know you were upset about that.
Really? Did you miss all the subtle indicators like me saying, Howard, I am upset?
Okay, sorry.
Maybe it means something different in this country. Back in India, it means you're upset with a guy named Howard.
Yeah, I said I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't make up for the fact that I had to make chicken and rice with this vegan guy. Do you know what vegan chicken and rice is? Rice.
Having fun sitting around all night listening to my mother say, have you ever peed so much in your life?
Oh, my God! You are such a mama's boy!
Hey, don't bring my mother into this!
You brought your mother into this!
Stop it, both of you! All this fighting, I might as well be back with my parents! Damn it, George! I told you if you didn't quit drinking, I'd leave you!
Well, I guess that makes you a liar, because I'm drunk as hell and you're still here!
Stop yelling! You're making Sheldon cry! I'll tell you what's making Sheldon cry, that I let you name him Sheldon!
Boy, what got him so upset?
No, sure, you can tell when Sheldon's upset.